Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Do you know what's slightly bugging me at the moment?
What?
Now, you know, I do exercise from time to time these days. There's this new thing called power plates. It's a new kind of revolutionary exercise machine. I think they have it in a lot of the big gyms now. Mm-hmm. Madonna's got one in her house. Edith keeps going on about it as well. Mezen, just going to do my power plates again. 25 minutes. Mezen.
That went a bit Geordie halfway through that.
Now, the thing about this power plate,
whatever
it is, do you reckon she's taken a week off just to go and do power plate?
Well, she's going to spend the next 7 days stood on a power plate.
Not
she'd
come
on.
Back well toned, though, wouldn't she?
Would, yeah, that's what it's meant to tone you up, isn't it, by standing on it?
That's what it does. It vibrates and then tones your muscles.
Yeah.
Now, can I tell you the truth about power plates, if I may?
This will be good, yeah.
Stand on the machine, it vibrates,
mm-hmm.
yeah? Blatantly invented by a man who wants to watch ladies jiggle. I don't think there's anything to do with exercise there at all, really. I'm sure it kind of tones you a bit. But am I wrong on this? 8199, is that machine not purely so men can go to the gym and watch ladies jiggle about a bit? Come on.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Chopper.
You all right?
Yeah, you?
Yeah, very good. Yeah.
How was your weekend?
Yeah, it was very good, thanks. Very long.
Did you go to Penzance?
I went to Penzance on Sunday night, yes. It was one of the best gigs we've ever done. It was brilliant, down in Penzance. So, very long way. From here, obviously, not if you live there. It was very close by.
Not far at all, then.
But it was very, very good. Yeah,
yeah,
very good.
What did you? Yeah, thanks for asking.
Yeah, I know. How was yours?
Okay, I ended up going to Joel's house off of JK and Joel. Now, I was promised some kind of Sunday dinner thing, which didn't happen.
Right. He's a very good cook, though, is Joel.
He is very good. But I had to endure, stroke enjoy, which is the point I'm going to make now. 4 hours of wrestling on TV, and I quite liked it. Is it Big John Foley?
I have no idea,
well,
is it?
We put his DVD on, and oh, we enjoyed it so much.
You get that when you're with Joel. That's all he ever wants. Well, that and the horse racing.
Yeah, but I quite like it, and I promised to go to a wrestling bout with him in the near future.
Have you?
Yeah. It's not the kind of thing you would expect me to be into, really, is it?
I'm very worried about you.
No, I really quite liked it. I was there. He made me put on a Spider-Man outfit at one point. And he was wearing some unflattering IKEA pyjamas.
Hang on. So just let me get this right. So you're watching a whole load of semi-naked men all oiled up fighting each other, whilst Joel is sat in some pyjamas and you're in a Spider-Man outfit.
I wasn't in the Spider-Man outfit to start with. That was another member of Radio 1 staff who I'm not going to mention on air, who arrived at the door dressed in the Spider-Man outfit. Joel had dressed up as Scooby-Doo earlier in the evening, I think.
Was it just the three of you?
No, there was a girl there as well.
Right, how...
Because I kind of understood what you're trying to get at there.
How did this invite come around?
He texted me.
What, come around and watch some wrestling
DVDs
with me? Dressed as Spider-Man?
He didn't say watch the wrestling.
I'll be the one in Scooby-Doo.
When we got there.
Outfit.
Did anybody get naked?
No.
Were any bodily parts shown?
No, it wasn't that kind of party.
I don't believe you.
Why would I do that with Joel? I like a
it's
joke.
It's not you I'm worried about, it's Joel.
Scott Mills.
It's 10 to 5 with Scott. Now this, ladies and gents, is science. My theory is, with this new invention, the power plates machines, they were invented by blokes just so they can watch ladies jiggle. Now, there's money riding on this. I'm confident that jiggling will happen. Do power plates machines make ladies jiggle? It's what they do on Brainiac and stuff, is it? Similar. Right, Laura and Chappers are now in the shop over the road. What are the chances of that we now have a shop that sells these machines just across the road, Chappers? Now, for years, all we've had is a couple of pubs, a betting shop, and loads of shops selling pashminas.
that you can't go in because they're only...
That you can't go in because they're factory outlet.
Yeah, for trade.
Called.
I've never understood that when we walk past that. Not that I really want to buy a pashmina, but if I did, I wouldn't be able to.
But so this is a very useful shop.
Very useful. There's all sorts in here. There's lots of running machines in here, rowing machines, table tennis, pool. I could spend hours in here.
And is the machine, where is it, in the window?
It is. If you were walking past, that is the thing that you could see. But it isn't face on to the window. So Laura's Laura's backside will be on view from the window.
Brilliant. So if you're going past Radio 1 at the moment, the shop is called Sweatband, OK? Have a look for Laura jiggling in the window.
Laura's backside.
Right, so you don't believe these machines are just meant for jiggling ladies' breasts?
No, I think there's a benefit in these machines. I just don't think it's about seeing some wabs bounce up and down.
Okay, right, listen, we'll put Laura on the machine now.
All right, Laura, step on. Don't turn it on yet, Laura. Just step on
the
machine.
If she jiggles, you owe me a tenner.
Am I the judge on this then?
Ooh. Yes.
Right, here we go.
Okay.
Now, this is on quite a low speed at the moment.
Well, she won't jiggle now.
There's nothing jiggling at the moment. She said, there's nothing jiggling. You enjoy it. It's brought a smile to her face, though, whatever it's do. Right, hang on. This is the speed button here, isn't it?
Yes.
Right, let's double the speed. I'm just going to stand back in case my eyes
turn
go
it up.
Yeah, there you go. Hold on tight, Laura. Just keep that left breast away from me, otherwise it might hurt. Am I meant to be looking at her breasts?
Yes, you are.
Okay.
Is she still going?
Do you think you're jiggling?
Yes.
Let me look from the back. Yeah, the arse is wobbling big time. let me just speed it up slightly. The machine, not Laura's arse. Oh. I don't think you meant to sit on the handle, Laura.
So describe what's happening now, please.
Well, we've got a lady in a very tight pink vest top, and her wabs are jiggling. I have to say, you are right. Annoying as it may seem, and now I'm going to have to pay you £10.
Thank you. So she's on the power plates machine now, and she is jiggling.
You are jiggling, aren't you?
Yes, yay! I am.
Proving my theory correct.
Do you want me to go on it and see if I jiggle?
I'd rather not, thank
you. Are you sure? I could be flopping away for ages.
No, I'm fine, thanks.
Yeah, go on, sit on it, Laura.
Come back.
See what happens.
Right, come back, please.
Well, hang on, Laura's sat on it at the moment. She's quite enjoying it. I don't think I'm going to be able to get her off it.
Right, come back and please bring with you the £10 that you owe me.
All right. Really? You really want me to play the bet, do you?
Yeah. Power plates machines actually are invented just to watch women jiggle. Probably by a bloke.
I'm on my way back. Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Radio 1. Oh, you know those Sugar Babes dolls we got delivered a couple of weeks ago?
Oh, that you pulled the head off...
Amel.
Amel, yeah.
And then it all went off with Amel after that.
Yeah. It wasn't a voodoo doll, was it?
That is not the hot merchandise you want right now.
Okay.
There's something new which I found. We should do our own of these, right?
What is it?
This is Tooth Tunes.
Right? Tooth Tunes, right?
Yeah.
What is it?
Let me read out the description. Rock your teeth clean and encourage better brushing habits with this exciting toothbrush that lets you hear one of your favourite songs while you brush. Sound vibrations stream from the bristles through your teeth so you can actually hear music inside your head. To increase the volume, simply increase your brushing pressure. If you brush well, you get great sound, and you'll actually hear 2 full minutes of Walk Away by the pop music sensation Kelly Clarkson. I like how you can actually hear it inside your head. Right, imagine you're brushing your teeth in the morning, right? And you're brushing them properly, getting all the bits of... And you hear this inside your head. The harder you brush, the louder Kelly gets. I'm not sure that's an incentive.
No, I'm not. I'm going slower at this point.
It's not just this one you get. You can get other hits.
But the only way you hear it is by the bristles hitting your teeth.
Right, so imagine it. 1, 2, 3, brush! I'm looking for attention, not another question. Should you stay or should you go? You can also get...
Slow it down. Yeah. I'm now brushing slowly again after the chorus.
You can get Survivor, Destiny's Child, Let's Get It Started, Black Eyed Peas, Canned Heat, Jamiroquai, the theme from Rocky, High School Musical, Queen, We Will Rock You, and YMCA. So there we are.
This is some kind of joke.
It's not. Imagine if you were brushing your teeth, right, and all this happened inside your head.
We should do our own ones. For instance, what about, do you remember ages ago someone sent in the sound of their parrot saying, all right, treacle?
Yeah.
Right. Imagine that, brushing your teeth. Or, there you are in the morning, just woken up, and then you're brushing, and then this appears really loud in your head.
Oh, my God.
No.
You and Joe Wiley.
No.
You kissing animals, Joe and Erotica. Oh, it's getting louder.
Oh, that smells of poo.
Or what about when you first get up in the morning? This.
Oh, I'm gagging for one, I can tell you.
Imagine that in your mouth. Dave Pearce. Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.